Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up in just about 35 minutes, we'll get back into the NFL draft talk with Tony Pauline. He's coming on the show at 8 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that. But right now, joining us on the BetQL guest hotline, our pal Tariq El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow on Twitter at Tariq_El-Bashir. Tariq, good morning.
Good morning, junkies.
Welcome to the day of the biggest game of the year for the Washington Capitals. I don't think that's hyperbole, Tariq. I mean, you look at the standings. Capitals are currently the number two wild card. They're ahead of the visiting team tonight at Capital One. The Red Wings come in at 78 points. Caps with 79. I mean, it's going to be a battle to the finish here. And let's not also discount the fact that the Caps have two games in hand against the Flyers, who are currently the three seed in the Metro. And, oh, they close the season against Philly. So a lot of playoff implications, not only tonight, but down the stretch here for the Caps.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. I mean, the way I'm looking at the standings, the Capitals have two realistic pathways to the playoffs, which is great. Tonight is absolutely massive. If they were to win in regulation over the Red Wings, like you said, I mean, they go up 3 points with a game in hand on a Red Wings team that's been kind of struggling as of late. And now they've also got the Flyers. You know, the Flyers are at the Rangers tonight. If they were to lose, you have two pathways to the postseason. And who would have thought just a couple of weeks ago? I mean, I think a lot of people had left the Capitals for dead. They had sold off at the deadline. They weren't playing very well. And then, bam, all of a sudden, 5-1, and they're right back in the thick of things.
How would you grade Carbs' first season here as the head man for the Washington Capitals? I mean, he's really had to thread the needle of incorporating new young players, guys coming up from Hershey all the time. You know, watching Ovi chase Gretzky for a while, we're just like, they're not going to make the playoffs. Now it's all about Ovi scoring goals, but now they're back in the playoff hunt. So he's had to kind of work that. You're shuffling off pieces at the trade deadline.
Was the last time that's happened?
You're getting rid of Mantha, yeah, a guy who's a 20-goal scorer, and then he has them contending for a playoff spot.
When was the last time a team was a seller at the deadline and still made a push? And, like, if the season ended today, it would be in the playoffs.
Right. Also with a minus 27 goal differential. You know? So it's impossible.
Guys, if the Capitals make the playoffs, I'd be very surprised if he's not voted the Jack Adams award winner. I mean, he would be the coach of the year, given the fact, like you said, they sold off at the deadline. You know, there have been teams in the not-so-distant past that have sold off at the deadline, but also maybe added a piece or two, or maybe sold off at the deadline because they had young superstars in the making that were just ready for bigger roles. But that isn't exactly what's happening here. You've just got a coach in Spencer Carberry who's got total buy-in right now. You know, it took a while. And, you know, another thing, guys, look at this roster now compared to what this roster was on the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. It is totally different. He has totally shaped this roster and fashioned it in the way that he wants it. And, you know, 1 year into a four-year contract, I mean, this guy, if he continues to get the most out of this roster the way he is right now, I mean, this team could be on could be a contender again in a couple of years. I mean, he's just doing such an outstanding job. And like you said, threading a needle. I mean, he had to get the young guys up to speed, get them performing at an NHL level. He had to connect with the older guys who, you know, are just a couple years younger than he is, right? They probably were wondering what's going on here. You know, they didn't have that experience with Spencer down in Hershey. So threading a needle is an excellent term to describe what he's doing right now. And look, if they're able to finish this thing off, and right now Money Puck has their playoff odds at 59%. That is the highest that I've seen since probably December. I think you might be looking at Coach of the Year.
Wow. I said he would get votes, but you think if they actually qualify, he would be voted Coach of the Year. That's pretty awesome.
I do think that there would be a groundswell of support. Look, sometimes it goes to the team that blows away the competition. I personally don't like that way of thinking. I mean, if you're a coach and you got the best players, you should be, you know, in first place in the league. To me, the Coach of the Year is the guy who does the most with the least.
So you tweeted this yesterday, and John Carlson basically echoed it in the post game, I guess, over the win against the Jets, that Ovi's just putting his team on his back now and carrying them to a playoff spot. Alex Ovechkin is the first player. You tweeted this. He's the first player age 38 or older to score 8 or more goals in a 5-game span in NHL history. Also, the second player age 38 or older to score 18-plus goals in a 24-game span. He's joining Gordie Howe at age 40. He did that back in 1969. So, like, a month and a half ago, we're like, is Ovi going to get to 15 goals? Is he going to get to 15 or 17 goals? Like, that was the bar. And now it's like, he's going to score 30. Like, right. It was that quick. It's crazy.
I mean, what a roller coaster, guys. You know, yeah. Go back even further than the beginning of the season. You know, at the end of last year, everyone's like, man, not only is Ovi going to pass Gretzky, he's going to obliterate that record. He's going to end up with 900-some goals. And then you get to the first month and a half of the season, you're like, uh-oh, did Father Time finally catch up to him? Is he going to get to 20? And then he starts scoring again when he gets back from the All-Star break, and it's like, okay, all right, here we go. And then just the last 5 games, 8 goals. I mean, you know, like you said, 26 in the season, definitely, I shouldn't say definitely, but should get 30 this season, which would tie him with Mike Gartner for the most 30-goal season. That's 18 in 19 years. I mean, again, like you said, just strapping the team to his back and getting the job done. But, you know, you can't have that conversation without also mentioning Charlie Lindgren.
Absolutely.
That guy is doing yeoman's work.
I mean, he's been awesome.
He has been one of the best goaltenders with the rare exception here and there over the past couple of months in the entire league. You look at his goals saved above expected. I mean, it's somewhere around 7 goals right now. I mean, it's what he's doing. Remember, this is not a guy who had, you know, several years as a number one goalie and, you know, winning playoff games. Here's a guy who it took a long time for him to find his foothold in the NHL. And then last year he kind of had that breakout month of December. And this year he has seized the number one job and run with it. And getting back to what we were saying before about Spencer Carberry, you know, the job he's doing is outstanding, but the job that Lindgren is doing is just as important because in a lot of ways Lindgren is kind of papering over some of the deficiencies that this roster currently has. And, you know, when you have a goaltender who's performing at that level, it really can make a difference.
All right, so let's talk about tonight. All right, so the last time Detroit played the Caps, they beat them 8-3. They beat the Caps 8-3, and then Detroit went on a losing streak. I think they lost 7 or 8 in a row after that. And like you said, they've been struggling. I think they've lost 7 of their last 10. What's the key tonight? What is Detroit, you know, what's their strength? I see they've given up a bunch of goals, but, you know, with Chuck, the way he's playing, should keep them at bay. But what's the key tonight for the Caps?
Yeah, look, Detroit's a fast, skilled, young team up front and really deep. They've got to contain some of that speed. They've got to also score. I mean, this Capitals team has really turned things around by scoring a lot of goals the last few games. You know, if you look at the last, I don't know, 6-7 games for the Caps, goals for up, goals against down, the power play has been lights out for the Capitals, 44% during this 5-1-0 stretch, which is the best in the league. So get on the power play and go to work. Let Ovi get another goal or two. But look, again, getting back to what we were saying about Charlie Lindgren, again, he's the key. If this team makes the playoffs, It's going to become. It's going to be because he willed this team to the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, you know, take advantage of a Red Wings team that, you know, isn't playing their best hockey of the season right now. You know, the Caps, I'm sure they remember how badly they got beaten just a few weeks ago up there in Detroit, and want to return the favor here at home.
What do you think Mac does going forward with Lindgren? He only has 1 year left on his deal. I think it's a very team friendly, like $1.1 million against the cap, somewhere around there. Like, does Mac look into extending him? Because the plan wasn't, well, we all know this, the plan was not for Lindgren to be the number one. The plan was for Darcy Kuemper, who they gave big money to a couple off seasons ago, to be the number one, and Lindgren spells him whenever needed. It's flip-flopped, obviously. But what's the plan for Lindgren going forward, if any, at this point?
I'll tell you, the goaltending situation is really, really interesting right now because, again, like you said, you got Charlie Lindgren, you know, making $1.1 million. He sees the number one role. Darcy Kuemper hasn't had the season that he would have liked or the team expected, making over $5 million and locked in for a few more years. And then you got this kid down in Hershey, and I say kid, he's 24 years old, Clay Stevenson, who's leading the league right now, leading the AHL in save percentage, goals against, shutouts, I mean, basically every meaningful category. Now, yes, the Bears are an outstanding team, but at some point you got to carve out a spot for this guy. He's shown you that he's ready to take the reins in the NHL or is very close to. He has not played a game yet. You know, he came up as a backup early in the season, but didn't get into any games. But when you have a player in the minors who's performing like that, and they've already locked him up, they re-signed him to a long-term deal, 3-year deal back in December, they've got some decisions to make with regard to goaltending. I mean, I think they clearly want to see how this season finishes out. Does Charlie finish as strong as he's been over the last couple of months? I don't see any indications that there's any fade in his game. You know, I think maybe, you know, February wasn't as good as early in the season for Charlie, but that happens. It's a long year. He's played a lot of hockey, but he's bounced back and been really strong these last few games. I'm not saying that you're going to go, you know, Charlie and then maybe bring up Clay Stevenson, who doesn't have any NHL experience, but at some point you're going to want to start rotating Stevenson in, and maybe that starts next year. So the good news is the Capitals seem to be in pretty good shape at the game's most important position.
Man, how about Stromer, his last four games?
Yeah.
He's got 6 assists in his last 4 games. Mm-hmm. He does have 1 goal. He scored in the Calgary game out there. But, man, he's been consistent. He's got 58 points, which is tied with Ovi. Man, he's just been really solid.
You know, he's another player who just needed a chance.
Right.
You know, he just needed someone to believe in him and give him the minutes and put him on the power play and put him with good players and just – deal with some of the ups and downs of a long season for, I think he's 26 now, so not necessarily a young player, but I feel like he just never was able to get that belief.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From teams that he played for previously, and again, getting back to the job Carberry, he has carved out a role for everyone on this team. You know, whether you're a power play guy, whether you're a first-line guy, whether you're a penalty kill guy, everyone feels like they are a part of this, and that's Carberry's doing, and he's got everyone pulling on that rope with the same amount of strength, with the same force, in the same direction right now, and Strome is one of those guys. Again, he also seems to be getting better every single year, so... I mean, the sky's the limit for Strome, 26 years old. I mean, you know, he's most likely going to be the first-line center going into next season. And good for him for taking advantage of this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Tarik, have fun down at Capital One tonight, man. 12-game sprint to the finish. We'll be watching you on Monumental tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right, thank
Tarik
you, buddy.
Tarik El-Bashir, Caps reporter for Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Tarik_El-Bashir. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.